Christ is risen. Alleluia. Grace and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song. St. Augustine said that ages ago. If Lent is our time of turning back to God, then Easter is our faith in Him shining His face upon us. If Lent is our confession of repentance, then Easter is God's pronouncement of forgiveness. If Lent is our return to God, Easter is our arrival. We are living with a truth that has been passed to us in all its power through every generation since that first Easter morning. The epistle today, our text, reminds the Corinthian Christians how they became an Easter people. The news was preached. The news was believed. They stand on it now. They will be saved by this news. What's the news? Jesus died for our sins. He was buried. He rose on the third day, just as the scriptures said he would. It's starting to sound like the creed, isn't it? And then the appearances. How many times the Lord, who died, who was buried in the ground, appeared alive to those who knew him. Even to Paul, who did not know him, the last of the apostles, he said. And what a change that made in them to be an Easter people. To be no longer a people of sadness, a people of death and decay, but a people of resurrection and life everlasting. A people who rise to newness of life every day, sinners though we are. Paul urges us strongly, hold fast to this resurrection. This is what we have. This is all we have. I'm sorry, folks. This is all we have. Because if Christ is not raised, all this today is going to run right through your fingers. And your funeral will be a time when you thank God for your life, but you won't be there. And there's no comfort. There's no reunion in heaven. There's nothing else. So hold fast to this resurrection. In Max Lucado's children's book, You Are Special, we're introduced to the Wemmicks. Now, the Wemmicks are a fanciful type of creature. They spend their days seeking gold stars that are stuck on them by other people who appreciate them and what they have done. You only get a gold star if you deserve it, and so they wear them proudly. But the Wemmicks are also quite fond of sticking gray dots on people, too. Gray dots are signs of disapproval when somebody says the wrong thing or fails to do something or is lazy or unkind. They get a gray dot. And those gray dots, well, they don't make you look very good. The more gold stars a Wemmick has, the better each Wemmick feels. And of course, the more gray dots they have stuck on them, the more they want to disappear, hide, and feel bad. But then there comes word that a few Wemmicks have been hanging out on the hill with one they call the woodworker. Those who hang out with the woodworker are rumored to have no stickers at all, even the especially naughty ones, and the privileged ones, and the aged ones. Stickers, it is said, simply fall off in the presence of the woodworker, the gold stickers and the gray stickers. Can you imagine how different it would be for a Wemmick living for and with those stickers and then living without a concern for them at all? We acquire a collection of others' declarations of our values as persons. But after Christ has died for our sins and risen again, we gain a completely different appraisal in the eyes of God. The empty tomb tells us that all is forgiven. All bets are off, and there are no losers in this kingdom. Now that Christ has borne our sins away, nothing sticks, for all is forgiven. And nor do the labels that we place on others stick. We might as well throw them away, for there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1 says. So what do we do as an Easter people? No stickers, no achievements, no guilt to recover from. It is ours now as an Easter people simply to appear before others. At the end of the Gospel of Matthew, a stunning detail of Good Friday and Easter is offered. At the moment Jesus died, the earth quaked and the rocks split. And then it says in chapter 27, 52 and 53, the tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Can you imagine the Easter they would have had, who were visited by a loved one raised from the dead? Can you imagine your Easter so? Now, we may not have occupied a literal grave yet, but we have in our baptism died and been raised with Christ, and therefore appear to many just as on the first Easter. We shine free of the dirt and guilt of our sins that we acquired when we let others down and when we let God down. We get a gracious reply, however, to our repentance. Not, yes, you should be sorry, but yes, but you are forgiven. And we get a faith that stands, though we make daily mistakes, for it rests upon his works and not upon our own. If the glory of Christ and his Father is that he died and was raised to life, then our glory is that we, for his sake, have tried many things that have failed, and yet we are forgiven them all. And when we appear before others, they see the grace and love of God overcoming our human faults and imperfections with the perfection of Christ Jesus, God's Son, God's Son, God's Savior, our Lord and our Master. They see a people who know that a grave is a doorway, not a dead end, because of the 3 days that Jesus spent there. People see that we have someone to go to in worship and prayer whenever we have a heavy stone to move or a sticky problem. Jesus has been there and finished that. They see a people whose future is not limited by the end of earthly days, but who have eternal life ahead. we appear as an Easter people. And Alleluia, which means praise the Lord, is our song. Hold fast to this resurrection. You will need it, and you will use it every day from now on. Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.